Greetings. My name is Pastor Rick with Dream Church Podcast. God has given me a yearly devotional on prayer from Genesis to Revelation, guiding you to read and to help you pray daily with a scripture reference, comment, and ending with prayer. May you be encouraged and walk closer to God, and I invite you to walk with me through this journey in Jesus' name, amen. Today's scripture reference is for April 26. 1 Kings 8, 22 through 26 says, "Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in front of the whole assembly of Israel, spread out his hands towards heaven and said, 'Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth below. You who keep your covenant of love with your servants who continue wholeheartedly in your way. You have kept your promise to your servant David, my father. With your mouth you have promised, and with your hand you have fulfilled it, as it is today. Now, Lord, the God of Israel, keep for your servant David, my father, the promises you made to him when you said you shall never fail to have a successor to sit before me on the throne of Israel. If only your descendants are careful in all they do to walk before me faithfully as you have done. And now, God of Israel, let your word that you promised your servant David, my father, come true." Today's comment: Solomon's prayer of dedication is going to take our next 11 days of the devotions. I didn't want to cut short anything. I even included Solomon's blessings to the people after his prayer. I love how Solomon spread out his hands toward heaven, something we all need to do occasionally. Solomon prayed with the condition that if we walk wholeheartedly in God's way, God keeps his covenant of love to us. Let's just say God never stops loving us, but his blessings can stop according to our not walking in his ways. We will be disciplined by him when we stray, but his love endures forever. These two verses just mentioned from 2 Samuel are the promises of God given to David, Solomon's father, from Nathan the prophet. That's how Solomon prayed, and that's how we should always pray. Remember, if God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Let your promise word come true. Isaiah 55, 10 and 11 says, "As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." Let us pray. Lord, help us to know when to pray long and when to pray short. May I always pray God's will be done. May I always pray with faith. And may I know your promises in your word and pray them into my life and into the lives of others. For what you say, Lord, is eternal and perfect. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.